96.3 WHUR. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments at 202-432-WHUR or toll free 1-800-221-WHUR. Now, Insight.
Welcome back. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When the eagle flies on Friday, does your money fly away to names like Visa, MasterCard, or even American Express? Are you sinking in debt quicksand? Are you making enough money to live, but you're being killed by your credit cards? Lynette Calfani-Cox is a financial expert featured on CNN, Black Enterprise, Oprah. Shall I go on? So she knows what she's talking about when it comes to eliminating debt. And if you have any questions or comments, call me right now at 202-432-WHUR. That's 202-432-9487. Outside the local calling area, give me a call at 1-800-221-WHUR. Lynette, thanks for joining me again. Good to talk to you.
Hey, it's great to be back on your show. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Lynette, you started on this road years ago when you were, I can't even fix my mouth to say this, $100,000 in credit card debt. How did you accumulate that much debt?
I always wait to hear if that's going to be the first question or the second. Some people either say, how did you get in it or how did you get out of it? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, this was back in 2001, and I did rack up $100,000 in credit card debt. That was over a number of years, obviously. I got into debt mainly from, you know, flat-out overspending. I was managing my finances poorly in that regard. I was doing a lot of things right, like I had life insurance and disability protection. I'd created a will in case something happened to me. I actually had a six-figure 401k because I had a very good corporate job at the time, et cetera. But when it came to my spending, that area was just completely out of control. And so it was everything from travel to the Caribbean to, you know, having my older two kids in private school, which was, you know, costing me $20,000 a year. You know, the list goes on. The dinners out, the clothes, the, you know, you name it, I was buying it. So I really just got into debt by flat out overspending.
So how did you get rid of it? What was the moment when you said, okay, this has got to stop?
And that's pretty much how it went. I was like, this is ridiculous. you know, a lot of people unfortunately have to hit rock bottom before they'll actually make a change. They might go through bankruptcy. They might get divorced because of so many money problems. They might lose their job because the bill collectors are calling, you know, on, you know, too many times at work and all those kinds of things. I call those the dreaded D's, by the way: downsizing, divorce, a death in the family, disability or disease, because any one of those five things can throw you into debt. I actually did experience two of those, a downsizing and a divorce.
Uh-huh.
That's not how I got into the debt, though. I can't blame my ex. I blame him on a lot of stuff, but I can't blame him that's
That's another show.
but really what happened to me is that I got maxed out, and I got embarrassed one too many times. I was that, you know, that girl at the cash register who was, you know, trying to use the Visa card, and they were like, oh, excuse me, it's been declined.
Wow.
And I'm trying to whip out the next card or the next one or the next one. But I really did get to the point where I couldn't get my creditors to raise my credit limits. I couldn't do any more balance transfers because I was getting turned down for those. And my cards were really all quite maxed out. And so because I couldn't spend at the level and in the manner that I had become accustomed, so to speak, I said, all right, I got to do something here. I have to pay down this debt. And I know this is ridiculous. I can do better than this.
So how did you do it, and how long did it take?
It actually took 3 years to pay off all the debt. And I did a number of strategies. First, I negotiated with all of my creditors. Now, obviously, we're in a credit crunch right now, and it's tougher to negotiate, but you still can do it. I got, and this was back again in 2001, I got all my credit card companies to lower my interest rates to 6.9% and below. I had a couple credit cards at 4.9, 2.9, I had several at 0%, and that helped me to not rack up so much more in interest charges. Because, you know, you get on that cycle, and if you're just paying minimum payments, which is, of course, what I was doing, all that is really doing is covering the interest on the debt that you've charged. So first I negotiated. Then I did, in fact, start doubling and tripling the minimum payments I'd been making. You know, when I do workshops all across the country now, I teach people that minimum payments now in the short run. It might feel good. You might have a little more cash flow, but minimum payments in the short run really mean maximum payments in the long run, because you really are going to pay a multiple of what you've charged in terms of interest and finance charges, et cetera.
How were you able to double up or triple up like that? Obviously, you had a pretty good income coming in, but were there any other changes in your life during that 3 years? Did you get married during that 3 years? Was there a salary increase?
Nope. In fact, there was a salary decrease ultimately because I was downsized in 2003. I did at the end of 2004, which I had paid off the debt, but I went through a separation and subsequent divorce from my ex-husband. But I did make some significant changes. Frankly, not everybody needs to make, you know, major changes to get out of debt, but I did. For one, I took my kids out of that expensive private school, which I just could not afford back then, and I put them in a different private school, which was, you know, really a third or so of the cost. Ultimately, my kids were enrolled in public school, and they're doing just fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're doing all right.
They're doing just great.
Okay.
They're straight A students and all that good stuff. So,